99 people have now died on the island of Ireland as a result of coronavirus COVID-19 infection, 71 south of the border and 28 in the north. The chief medical officer here has recommended an increased focus on trying to respond to outbreaks in nursing homes, hospitals and other residential institutions, some changes to who should be tested and to get in touch with more of the contacts of confirmed cases. Despite what was described by health officials last night as a significant fall-off in testing in recent days, there are almost 4,000 confirmed cases on the island, and more of them are requiring hospital treatment and critical care. 113 people have been admitted to ICU beds. From next week, those patients or their families will be asked to take part in trials to try and find drugs that can protect against or treat the worst effects of the virus. It's global research. And here, University Hospital Galway and St Vincent's University Hospital in Dublin will be involved first. Alistair Nicol is Professor of Intensive Care Medicine at University College Dublin. He's an intensive care consultant at St Vincent's University Hospital and clinical trial lead in Ireland. Alistair Nicol, good morning. Thank you very much for speaking to us.
You're very welcome.
Tell us about what's going to happen next week.
We have been working on a number of trials. So that's essentially a way of saying we want to figure out what treatments on top of the normal excellent intensive care treatment might improve outcomes for patients who are critically unwell in ICU with COVID-19. There are a number of treatments we're looking at, and essentially they divide into two halves. One is actually trying to address either killing the virus or stopping it getting into the body. And the other treatments are ones which actually try and dampen down the body's immune response to the infection, which can sometimes be worse than the infection itself. And we're doing this with partners across the world. And the treatments we're looking at, we as the doctors and nurses, think are the most important or the most likely to work. And the WHO has prioritized them for research.
So this isn't about a vaccine, this is about treatment. What drugs are you looking at?
So, as I said, there are antiviral drugs. So these hope to tap down the viral infection. And they would be drugs like Calitra, which is a drug that's been used in HIV in the past, and hydroxychloroquine, which people may have heard about on the news as a potential treatment for COVID-19, and also anti-inflammatory drugs.
Now,
the question is, we don't know if these work or not at the moment.
What treatments are you able to use so far in ICU?
So the mainstay of intensive care is the high-quality ICU care pieces get every day. That is supportive care. So we actually try and support organs that have failed, either the lungs with breathing machines, the kidneys with dialysis machines, and allow patients to recover from an infection, such as a viral pneumonia. And these supportive cares have good outcomes. The trials we are looking at additional therapies on top of this to improve outcomes in our patients.
Your focus will be on the illest patients. Will they be
Correct.
Able to consent?
So that is a very good question. So in Ireland, we have a long history of intensive care research, and we have a network that's been funded by the HRB, and we regularly confront these issues. Some of our patients will be well enough that we can have a conversation with them and discuss the pros and cons of the studies we're taking part in. But unfortunately, the majority of our patients will be too unwell to have that conversation. And we will need to have a conversation with their next of kin. One particular aspect of COVID-19 is that normally we have this conversation at the bedside or in the hospital. But these conversations will actually happen over the phone during this particular crisis.
According to the numbers that we heard from the health authorities last night, we have 113 cases of COVID-19 treated so far in ICU beds. I don't know if you know how many of those patients are still in ICU, but I would imagine the vast majority of them. How are you coping in Vincent's?
So, I'll just speak in more in general. So the health service has been pushed in a sense that we normally have a fixed capacity. There has been a huge amount of work, and I know Catherine Motherway from the Intensive Care Society of Ireland has talked about this over the last number of days and weeks. to double the ICU capacity in all of our hospitals around the country. And that is a Herculean effort by the doctors, the nurses, the cleaners, the porters, etc. So there is there's currently extra capacity within the system to look after these patients and give them the high quality care we would on any day of the year.
What will you do when these beds are full?
So there are two aspects of that. So the first of all is trying to prevent that eventuality from happening.
Yes.
The public health measures and the tracking and tracing that's being done is actually pretty exemplary in Ireland. And we hope that will start to bend the curve, as I'm sure people have heard about over the last number of days, and reduce the number of cases. There has been a large push to increase capacity, as I said, across the network. And what we're hoping in, as the researchers are, that these treatments we get, so those other measures aim to prevent people from getting the disease, and these treatments will hopefully improve survival and hopefully reduce the amount of time that patients are in ICU to further free up capacity within the system.
Can I ask you how you are, Alistair Nicol? You're in the front line of treating this disease. It must be very stressful and quite dangerous as well.
So, as I said again, there are colleagues across the system, doctors, nurses, porters, who are stepping up every day. It is pretty impressive to see the commitment that people have made to perform within their scope and beyond their scope to try and give the safest care to the patients in Ireland. And I have to say, I'm just very impressed with everybody and the common focus that everyone has in the face of this.
Professor Alistair Nicol at University College Dublin and clinical trial lead here in Ireland of treatment for coronavirus. Thank you very much for speaking to us.